Welcome to Shelby Confessions, a mix of inspiration and understanding to help you cherish the day.
Hello. Today I want to kind of talk about, I don't like to follow the wave of music. I try to basically like find someone out of the U.S. or underground artist, and I like the purpose. I think a lot of some music, you know, just because it sounds good and there's not really a message or a purpose of it, I really don't flock to that. You know what I mean? But as saying that, I've been really hooked on this artist called Black. He just released this album. It's East Atlanta Love Letter. I think that's what it's called. But I've been listening to it. Like, I downloaded it, like, paid, downloaded and everything. Like, I've been really hands-on on it. And he did this interview or kind of like a promo video from his album. And he basically said, I want to make love a conversation again. And I really, like, it touched me in a way because I'm like, for the first time, other than myself, my friends, you know, people I communicate with, the first time I've actually heard someone say they would like to make love a conversation again. And I have to talk on it because I feel like a lot of times, screw that, not just a lot of times, but frequently, we are so vocal on how we're disappointed, how we're hurt, how we're damaged, how conflicted we are, how upset we are, how bothered we are. Just so many negative ventures of disdain. But when do we find time? Or when do we even think to make love a conversation? Like, why is it that we wait until tragedy strikes, or not even tragedy, but something conflicting to happen for us to vocalize how we feel about one another? Why do we have to wait till a funeral or someone's sick or in the hospital to say how much we love and care for that person? Why does it take years of you know, avoiding and surpassing to express how we truly feel about each other? And I made a prime example. I was talking to a teenager, and, you know, she was expressing how, you know, her dad, he's always fussing, and, you know, he doesn't want to hear me talk about, because he got her a new phone. And she was just like, well, he never wants to talk, because if I mention the phone, he gets mad. I said, okay, he gets mad. Do you ever call your father and actually just talk to him, tell him you love him, talk about, you know, how you're feeling? And the team was like, yeah, I talk about, you know, his relationship. I said, no, not his relationship with other people. How about your relationship with him? And she was like, kind of baffled. And I'm like, you know, and this is what I've always preached to people, is that we constantly put our parents on this superhero pedestal that we forget that they're human. So what we demand, especially as children, as you get older, you know, when you're out of that toddler, kid, baby phase, and you're more vocal and you realize your opinions, we forget to have a constant conversation of appreciation or just love for our parents. You know, there's no rule book. They basically just do what they can when they can. And sometimes I feel as though no matter the age, children get afraid to have a conversation like, you're hurting my feelings, you're upsetting me, or I love you, but I really want to connect with you. They get afraid of that conversation. And the more you hold that within yourself, the more damage it does to you. Even with friends, you know. I feel like sometimes we're so combative of negative things, which is fine because, you know, I always say, be vocal how you feel. Just be honest on how you feel. Don't pretend or sugarcoat or just try to make everything okie doke for everyone else's opinion and feelings, because that means you're not genuinely being yourself. When I meet someone, I'm me. First couple of minutes you meet me, my friends say, I'm quiet. I sit there and I'm quiet. But the only reason why I'm quiet is because I'm observing you. I'm paying attention to you to see what type of person you are. I'm learning you. And then when I feel like you can be trusted, then I'm more vocal on, okay, this is what I like, this is what I don't like, this is who I am, I'm goofy, whatever, whatever. But I have to trust you to get to that point. But what I find crazy is that after you get to that trusting point, a lot of people still don't want to be vocal. Like, they refuse to, out of fear that the person will change. I mean, everybody's going to change regardless if you're yourself or not. So why not choose to be yourself? It's crazy to me how people want to fit so in tune with society or feel so welcome. Not everybody's going to like you. Not everybody's going to be okay with you. But I would rather speak my opinion and speak how I feel than regret it later on in life that I should have opened up. I should have said something. I never want to do that. And I'm really weird. I disappear. Like, not like that, but I mean, like, I try to fix my life, and, you know, if I might lose contact with somebody, but I'm random. I will message my best friends on a weird day, Tuesday or something. And they haven't heard from me in like 2 weeks. And I'll just say, I love you. I appreciate you. And I just want to say I'm thankful. I do that randomly. And I do that because I never want to wait until it's too late to tell them how much I appreciate them. Like, if you go on my website, I did dedicate one of my post to my really good friend, my friend Salika. Shout out to Salika on how she changed my life. And it wasn't planned. I didn't call her like, hey, yo, you know what I mean? And it wasn't her birthday. It wasn't a holiday. It was just, I wanted to express how appreciative I am of her for saving my life, for being there for me when she doesn't have to be, even for just checking on me just to see if I'm okay. And that solidifies our friendship. We can go for days, months, you know, not talking to each other, but when we do get a chance to talk to each other, because we have lives, we don't skip a beat. She can tell you about me in a flat second. And the reason why we have this type of dynamic in our friendship is because we cherish each other. And I think that's missing. I think that is missing so much in friendships and everything. You know what I mean? Like, we're so consumed to where we don't want to have a conversation of love. We never want to, or, excuse me, with a person who's a strong person, or with a person who's been taught that expressing your emotions is a weakness. I understand that. I had to grow out of this point. I used to be a person that did not like to cry in front of people. Like, my family didn't, my brother didn't see me cry until I was 20 something. And that was when I couldn't hold back the tears. And it wasn't even in his face. It was over the phone. And it shocked him. He was like, Mom, you know, I can't really handle you crying because I've never heard or seeing you cry. I've never heard of that. And I mean, this is my brother. This is my blood brother. Like, he has changed my diapers. We're 10. One of my brothers were 10 years apart, and my other brother were 20. So I mean, like, with them, they had never seen that. And it wasn't because, you know, I'm just not a crier. It's because I've been taught to be a strong person, that it's really hard for me to show that vulnerability. But as I got older, I noticed that the strongest person in the room needs that vulnerability. We need to be humanized. We need to feel, we need to release. And by releasing, you know, I'm not saying cry at the drop of a dime, but I mean, after you harbor so many emotions and feelings and negativity for so long, trying to be strong, you will eventually crack and break down. You can't be strong for your entire life. I don't care what you say. You will mentally, spiritually break down. So I realized that I have to take the measures for myself, for my mentality, to release, to express myself. And I also noticed that I can't always speak negatively. You know what I mean? Like I can't always say, well, you're pissing me off and da 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 da. You know what I mean? I can't always speak these things into the air and into existence. I can't. So I've realized that I have to be vocal about everything. I can't hold bars because I never want to regret that I never was fully honest, not just with that person, but with myself. You know what I mean? Like, I feel relationship-wise, everything is about an agenda. Everything is about what you can do for me. But nobody really discussed how they're feeling. Because love isn't always happy, but it's not always sad. And I follow like Will Smith and Jada Pinkett. I love them as a couple because they're real. They're honest. Not just honesty, but they reflect on the part about being a married couple and going through turmoil, going through changes, but being an adult or being responsible or respectful to one another, that they're taking a journey to fix themselves, love themselves, build for themselves, to better their relationship, but also be accepting to their partner's growth. Like, we never want to realize that throughout the relationship you have with somebody, there is going to be growth. That person is not going to be the same person they were yesterday, and they're not going to be the same person they're going to be tomorrow. But true love, I always say love is never changing. The only thing that makes it difficult or heartbreaking is the people and their actions. It's not the love. Not the love. So with love, you have to embrace that it's consistent. The things that you have to understand. I'm not saying you have to accept. I'm saying you have to understand there's a difference between accepting something and understanding it. Because when you're accepting it, you don't even comprehend someone's action. You don't even comprehend why it's happening to you. You're just going along with the flow because you're thinking, huh, it's normal. But deep within yourself, you're really not comprehending or feeling comfortable at how this is portraying to you. Like, this isn't a part of your life. So you're accepting what this person is doing to you, knowing dang well inside, internally, it's hurting you. But from what you're taught or what you're thinking is acceptable for love is that you have to accept their actions and how they treat you. I never want to accept somebody. I want to understand them. And understanding them is basically agreeing to disagree or agreeing to shift and change with their growth. Understanding them is realizing that they really aren't meant for you. And understanding that you know, it was a good ride and you should move forward. Acceptance is realizing that they are not good for you. But accepting the fact that you're still going to stick it out, even though you're hurting and conflicting yourself. I think that understanding is being more aware. That makes any sense. I don't know if I'm making everybody go in circles, but I want to understand my partner. I don't want to just accept anything. I don't want to just accept it, and I don't understand what I'm accepting. Like, I don't, like, I can't see how people will say, sure, just because they're accepting something, but in their mind, it never makes sense. Have you ever had that thought? Like, he's like, yeah, that's cool, but you really didn't hear what the person said. So you're just agreeing to agree. And then when you later think about what they said, you're like, that doesn't make any sense. So you're doubting yourself, and you're doubting who you are, and you're doubting your actions, and you're doubting them. There's so much doubt here because you're willing to just accept anything. I don't want to be like that. I don't want to just sit back and have to twiddle my fingers trying to figure out what the hell is going on. It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make me feel comfortable. I don't feel accepted. I don't feel wanted. I don't feel loved because I'm just accepting it. None of it makes sense. I want to understand my partner. I want to understand the actions. I want to be understanding and comprehended to where I'm comfortable and I'm being authentically me. I don't know, but I feel like with that, I have to have a conversation of love. And it's crazy because each relationship I get into, I have a conversation. And the way you respond to that conversation tells me if we're going to be together or not. Now, most of the time, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm cool with everything. As long as you have communication with me, I'm good. I don't even want love. I want to be respected. Because when you respect someone, you love them. I have the same speech. You could ask every ex that I've had. I've had the same speech with each and every one of them. In the beginning, they're like, oh, yeah, yeah, I got it. Because they're accepting what I'm saying because they're looking at me like, I just got to have her. Not fully comprehending what the hell I'm saying. So by saying that, they do whatever they want, anything they want. They lie, cheat, do whatever, whatever. And then when everything comes out, I'm like, dude, I gave you the blueprint on how to love and be with me. Were you listening? And I was like, no, I didn't realize it until after I'm gone. Because they literally just accepted what I said. But none of them want to have a conversation. And that's how I knew I made a right decision. No, nobody wants to have a conversation. We're so afraid to talk until that person is gone. And then all the things you could have thought of wanting to say, you're spewing them out. You're saying them emotional. And the person is lost because they're trying to realize, why I've been wanting to hear you say this for so long. You know how many people say that? Like, I've been wishing and hoping you said that to me. I've been wishing and hoping you hugged me. I've been wishing and hoping you told me that you chose me for me. Like, so many things we want to hear while we're living, while we're in this relationship, while we're thriving and working together. You want to hear now and not until you lose me. That's a full appreciation. That's a full acceptance of comprehending love in one another. That's the full red light special. That's the conversations we need to have with one another. That's a spotlight. And I look at these older couples, like, you know what I mean? And they've had these conversations. Like, I know Will and Jada, they've been together for so long, but they even post on their Instagram, or Jada on her show, they had to have these difficult yet influential conversations about how they love each other and how they appreciate each other and how they feel. They were vocal, they were honest, they were truthful. No matter how ugly it was beauty. To sit there and say, I love you so much that I want you to be a better person and I want you to strive. Like, it's crazy to me how people only also, you know, social media, platform, everything is so vocal. Everything has to be recorded and be shown by other people. Why can't you just tell me this directly without all this glitz, glamour, and spotlight? Tell me when I'm the most ugliest, My hair is all over my head. I don't have any lashes on. I don't have any makeup. I am not in this bomb outfit. I am wearing a muumuu and some house slippers. My boobs are sagging because I have no push-up bra on and I look a mess. Tell me why you love me. Tell me you appreciate me. Tell me I am magnificent and beautiful in and out at this moment. And I promise you, the reaction that you get from your partner is going to, it's going to excel. They're going to feel appreciated. Like, it's going to bring y'all closer together. Like, fully love. Make love a conversation.
In conclusion, I just want to tell you guys to promise to cherish the day. And it's your girl, Shelby Henny, signing off. Have a good one, y'all.